Section 3. You will hear a librarian called Adam Smith talking to the students about how to use the facilities in the library. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Welcome. Please come in and gather over here around the tables. My name is Adam Smith, and I'm the librarian here. I'll show you around today and explain how to use these facilities. Hopefully, when I'm done with it, you'll know the ropes. And please feel free to let me know of any questions or concerns that you may have. Now we are at the gate of the library. Upon entering into the door, you'll find that the restrooms are on your left-hand side, and opposite them is a photocopy room. Many of you are wondering about the check-in and check-out process. What you have to do is go to the circulation desk, which is to the east of the photocopy room. The reading room is a really large area in the center of the library, just to the north of the circulation desk. I'm sure you won't miss it. If you're here to do research, this is where you should bring books to look through. However, if you're here to do any group projects or other interactive activities, I advise you to use one of the study rooms, which are just to the east of the reading room. Moving on to the southeast corner, we have the periodical section, just next to the study rooms. We have a collection of different newspapers and magazines in this section. You can get last week's weather reports, or all the top stories 5 years ago. Our periodicals can be traced back 20 years to the time when our school library was built. Ah, our first question, yes.
Can we check out magazines from the library?
I'm sorry, but you cannot take any periodicals out of the library. You're welcome to read them for as long as you want while you're here, but you cannot check them out.
I wonder if there is any place where we can get some food in the library. Do we have a store here?
Of course. The food service center is just meters away from the study rooms. It's on the northeast corner as you look at the map. The food service center offers different kinds of snacks, though it's not big. Well, moving on along to the west, you will find the Video Resource Center on your right hand. We have educational videos and documentaries, as well as major motion pictures. We ask that you pay attention to the tag on the video that you pick up, as many of our documentaries are for on-site viewing only and may not be taken out of the library. To the west of the Video Resource Center is our satellite TV station. Here we stream the news from Channel 19 for most of the day.
How many channels does it have?
It does have nearly 200 channels, but we generally will give top priority to channels with some big events, like presidential addresses or other breaking news. During the coverage of the presidential debate, students will take a break from studying and flock to watch it. Last, but perhaps most important, is the inquiry desk. It's just on the left-hand side when you walk into the library, so it's impossible to miss it. If you have any questions about how to use equipment or where to find something, come and ask the assistant. Don't be shy, because that's what they're here for.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Speaking of questions, one of the questions we get asked is how to actually check out a book once a student has picked one out. If it's a fiction or non-fiction book, look for the pink and yellow checkout card inside the back cover of the book. You can also find information about the book on these cards, including its publishing date, genre, ISBN, and a log of dates it's been checked out before. Present this card to me or any library assistant, and we'll stamp it, and then the book can be kept for 3 weeks. You can find general information on a field of study by using one of our subject guides. We have them on paper here, but any of our computers will allow you to search within fields as well.
What if the library doesn't have a resource we're looking for?
Great question. I'm going to address that. Our library is a network with a number of other universities in the area. So if there is something you're looking for and it's available somewhere in the area, we'll be able to get it for you. However, there are universities which are not part of the network, so we do not share resources with them. If you want more information about the library and its resources, you'll find it in a labeled blue folder on my desk in the inquiry section. Okay, so that's a lot of information all at once, and I don't expect you to remember it all. The most important thing is please be respectful of the staff, and if you need help with anything at all, come and ask me or one of the assistants. All right, any questions?
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.